Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump in to today's episode.
The first of the four fears is one, the first one you'll recognize. You go, yep, that's one. And I want to, before I reveal it, I want you to think about, have you come as far as you wanted? Like, have you made as many client calls, made as much business? Have you been as great of a mom or a dad? Have you got progress? I mean, have you really got a lot of momentum? As much as you really wanted, okay? If not, let's see if this one behind door one is your enemy. Because maybe it's door two, maybe it's door three, maybe it's door four, or maybe it's all of them. I know you're like, Brendan, get to the point, pull the tab, tell me what it is. Stop all the warm up and just reveal. The first one, which you know, is the fear of rejection. As a social species, acceptance, validation, belonging, is so built into our DNA. Like, it's just who, it's like so important to us that doing anything that would risk us looking like a fool, that would make your family make fun of you, that would make somebody stop loving you or caring for you as much, or doing something where you would truly feel like you are now ostracized by people that you care about or care for, it's terrifying for people. It's funny though, when I sit down with a 40-year-old and we're talking about their life and you know, they're secure at home and they're secure at work and things are going good, you know, so life is good, but they're trying to reach that next level. Sometimes we have to really ask, am I fearing rejection? Is that why I'm not at the next level? Now again, most people wouldn't point to that. They wouldn't be like, well, yes, I fear rejection. Even though they know it's a human story, they're like, well, lots of people fear rejection, but they'll say, well, not me. And I'll say, here's the simple tell. Here's how we know. Did you take as much risks as you should have? That's it. If you didn't take the risks that you know would have brought you advancement, then please don't tell me that fear is not an issue in your life. And please don't tell me rejection's not. Because you were scared doing that thing, and this might not have been fully conscious. You were scared doing that fully thing, jumping into that goal, that dream. Somebody might say something to you. They might hate on you on the internet. Your neighbors might look at you funny, if they don't already. You might have had somebody around kind of like you just knew their negativity would increase the more risk that you took, even though you knew those risks were really the next right actions of integrity for you, right? That's what I'm always telling people. It's like, when you're stuck and you don't know what to do, I always say, just take the next right action of integrity for you, whatever that is. Speak up for yourself, take that step, move towards that dream, whatever you gotta do, take that next right action of integrity. Well, for a lot of people, that's scary when the spouse isn't gonna be supportive, when the boss is gonna say no, when the business is secure, but now you're gonna try something new that might risk your ROI or your cash flow, it's scary. It's scary. And what we all want so much is to be loved and validated and accepted and belong. And most people don't look at this one. So let's flip it on its head a little bit. Let's flip it on its head, because we know it's a powerful driver for people, even if they're not fully aware of how much they really are doing. You know, when people read my book, The Motivation Manifesto, they're always like, man, I didn't realize how much I was doing to please other people. Because those who, you might say, well, rejection is not an issue. And I go, well, are you a pleaser? Are you a people pleaser? Are you someone who makes a lot of compromises in your life to help other people because you just feel like you need to do that? And they go, yeah. I said, do you ever please other people to the detriment of yourself? And they go, yeah. I go, well, then you have rejection issues. If you can't say no, you have rejection issues. If you can't take risks, you have rejection issues. If you're trying to please everybody all the time at the cost of your own health, wealth, joy, confidence in life, you have rejection issues. And that's okay. I know you're like, dang, Brendan, don't tell me I have rejection issues. I have experienced life. But I'm telling you, I don't know anybody who doesn't have some somewhere. Like, if you're really going to go to a new level, I mean, just think about this. Did you call enough clients this year? Did you outbound? Did you email enough? Did you do enough social media? And for a lot of people say, well, Brendan, I didn't have the time. They were scared. Putting themselves out there might draw a specific kind of attention. That's a rejection issue. They were scared to say, no, I'm not going to do these things over here anymore, guys, because I want to do these things over here. And if they didn't make that leap, they had rejection issues. And I'm just trying to reframe it for you people, because, you know, often we say, well, I got rid of rejection concerns in high school or college. I'm like, if you're still trying to please and you're still not making the leaps and you're still not standing up for yourselves and you're still not putting yourself out there fully expressed yet, then let's dig deep and understand that might be a thing. And so I just say, hey, look, going in the next couple of months, first and foremost, just be more aware. You know, awareness is always the first gate to change. And so, okay, I understand. You know, maybe I am concerned about what other people think, and that's preventing me from living my life. And so what to do? A couple simple recommendations. Number one, make sure you read, at some point of your life, the Motivation Manifesto. It will put fire in you to stop being a people pleaser, and it will put you back onto marching the right path for yourself. And it will do it with some language that will absolutely put some fire under your belly. Second, though, let's flip the script a little bit here. If we know that human belonging, acceptance, and love is so important to us, but right now we are focused on a rejection or a concern, what they might think if I say yes or no or don't do my thing, then maybe we can flip it and say, oh, well, what would I have to do to gain the next level of love, connection, belonging, or validation in this group of people who I want to serve, who I want to care for, who I want to contribute to? So let me give you like a tangible example, okay? For me, I think a part of my early career, when I was, you know, first starting public speaking, I really didn't want to share too much about my own internal world or my own sort of life experiences, because I just wanted to teach. I just wanted to say, here's the concept, go. Apply it to your life, here's the questions, go. I was more like the tools-based or implementation-type trainer, right? Very tactical, and yeah, some transformational. But I wasn't really like owning it myself, because I just thought, well, I really don't want to put myself out there in that way, because I don't want all the attention back. The truth was that was a fear of rejection. If I'm honest, I could see that about myself. And yeah, I was starting to become successful, but lots of us are successful and we still have that fear, right? So to get over it, what did I do? I didn't have to go some deep regressive work into my childhood to understand rejection. No, because rejection is always, no one ever rids themselves of this completely. And if anyone ever said that they did, I just have to suggest that maybe they're living too comfortable of a life and not contributing at the level they really could. Because when you're really giving, serving, and there's no way that at some point the human impulse for acceptance won't like snap in your head. It's always gonna snap, okay? So when it snaps and you feel it, turn it around and say, okay, what would I have to do to get the next level of belonging or acceptance or love here? Because you know what that does? It makes you more proactive. It says, you know what? I have some concerns of rejection. So I'm gonna make it even more important to me to be present with those who I love, to connect with them. I'm worried they're gonna reject me or make fun of me based on appearances. So, you know, I better really show up and demonstrate who I am. So they're less likely to reject me because I'm showing my full truth. Maybe I'm worried what they're going to think on me, you know, in the YouTube community. So, okay, how would I deliver with such excellence that more people would like me, would share me, would accept, right? Remember that first question? Going back to, I am a person of excellence, so how can I serve here in a better way? That's what I'm suggesting to you. Instead of like feeling like the fear and the rejection is some weird thing, no, everyone has it. So now flip it and say, what would I have to do to demonstrate even more of me in a way that I would connect better, right? That's why you go read books like, you know, Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, right? That's why you get interested in putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and being real so that you can have more of what you really want, belonging. People go, well, I don't want to be vulnerable because I'll be rejected. I'm like, yeah, but if you're never vulnerable, you'll never also never have belonging. Double-sided coin, buddy. Are you going to live on this side of the coin where I'm scared, don't want to be rejected, so I'm not going to be vulnerable? Or do you want to live on this side of the coin? I'm being vulnerable, so I'm getting more belonging. You see? That's what I'm saying. Flip it. Flip it. Do the actions that bring more connection in your life versus don't do the actions to avoid the pain of rejection. If that's an aha moment for you, write it down in your journals. Capture this today. Please. Get this one. Get this. What would you do if you knew that succeeding the next level could bring more belonging? What's the next thing you would really go for if you thought that next thing would actually bring you greater connection with your family, your friends, your loved ones? Like, what are the dreams that you have that will actually bring you closer to people? Maybe those are some things to focus on again, versus the dreams that you have that you're scared of because it might push people away. Because we're always doing those two actions, right? We're running away from something or running towards them. I'm like, run towards acceptance versus running away from rejection. It's a much better pull in life, and connection is one of the 10 human drives. If you read another one of my books, The Charge, right? The 10 human drives. Connection, it's everything to us.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Second big point up here. Oh my gosh, this is a big one. If you didn't take that big risk this year, I bet this one was rubbing on your brains. And you're like, why didn't I do that thing? It's because we fear ruin. We think if I do that, I will be ruined. I will go bankrupt. She will break up with me. Our relationship will never recover. These things, like, we catastrophize. That's where real fear comes from, is when we are taking a fear and we are catastrophizing. We are making it so big and so broad and so detrimental that we're like, that thing would, you know, that'll kill me, we say. Right? Oh, if she left me, that'd kill me. Or, oh my gosh, if I did that thing and we failed at it, we'd be ruined forever. You've heard yourself say this nonsense. Ruin, the fear of complete and utter irreversibility of a negative consequence. That's what it is. It's that fear of just complete irreversibility of a negative consequence. And here's the thing. If you've ever found yourself like, I'm not gonna do that because that could ruin us, you're in a ruin mindset versus a learning mindset. I tell people all the time who say, well, Brendan, you don't understand. I'm not scared of ruin. I'm just scared of being disappointed. And I said, no, you're just not into learning yet. You're not scared of disappointment. You're just not into learning yet. Because when you are into learning, now disappointment and ruin aren't even on the table anymore. Because everything is a test. Everything is a data point. Everything is something to learn from. And everything is a jumping off point, not a cliff. And once you get that, it's like, oh. And I know a lot of people in the industry of entrepreneurialism or small business owners or people who want to be in that. And they go, and they say, well, Brendan, I'm scared to start my own business because, what do they say? I'll go broke. I'll face financial ruin. And I'm always like, you know what? No one ever hits financial ruin. They really don't. There is no financial can't come back from place because every person can make a new dollar, right? And that new dollar is, that's one peg up and another new dollar. And I speak to this not flippantly to you. I went bankrupt in my life, really. I mean, full on bankruptcy in the early part of my life. When I first started my first business and I was trying to do teaching and training and online training and workshops, I didn't know what I was doing. Totally went bankrupt. And I never thought, this is forever. Oh my God. I was like, you know what? This sucks. Not what I want. So what's the next right action of integrity? Why is it important that I still show up and deliver with excellence? What will I do today? If there is tomorrow, there is no ruin. If there is tomorrow, there is no ruin. So what do? As soon as you start feeling yourself catastrophizing, remember to ask yourself better questions and say, okay, not what I wanted, so what should I do today? Not what I wanted, what am I gonna do tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening to start moving it forward, to making that next dollar or that next right action of integrity, to make that next call, that next email. There's always a next, right? Always a next. It's like, it's one of the great four-letter words of all time. Next, right? So ruin shouldn't be stopping you. Fear of ruin, you just have to know where that is because what you're doing is you're catastrophizing. And this is really important. If you don't feel like you made big leaps this year, you were scared. You were like, I'm gonna jump off this cliff and take this action and I'm gonna fall to my death. Ruin. Death, destruction. Instead of saying, I'm gonna jump off this cliff and I'm gonna fly, baby. I don't know how, and I might fall for a little bit, but I'm gonna flap those wings and at some point I'm gonna catch that wind and here we go. Your expectancy was in the gutter versus in the air. You were looking down versus looking up. You were feeling down versus animating yourself so you felt better and that you moved further. So my friends, be wary of the ruinous thoughts, those global, catastrophizing, dead, negative, forever things that you have, soon as you hear it, you gotta flip it. Soon as you hear it, you gotta flip it. Now, we're only halfway through of this particular topic, but here's what I wanna share with you. This might be a really good thing for you to add to your weekly reviews. Like, a lot of people, when they do weekly reviews in high performance, they're only focused on what did I achieve this week, you know, what things I get done, what do I still have to do, what moments do I feel grateful for? And I'm like, that's good. But also along with focusing on what moments I feel grateful for and having a gratitude journal, maybe in part of your gratitude journal, you add a fear journal. And you go, what was I scared of this week? And how can I release that so I enter next week a more confident, bold, thoughtful person who's not catastrophizing, who is optimistic? Because we know in every area, one of the most dominant, powerful human traits related to long-term success and almost every positive psychological outcome, from health to happiness to positive marriages to better behaviors that support you, is this human trait of optimism. Like having an optimistic outlook. Well, if you're always stuck in fear, how optimistic are you going to be? Like the most fearful people I know are also tend to be extreme pessimists, you know, who they just look at everything as dark. And that's because they've never challenged themselves to see the other side. They spent so much mental energy on the darkness that they forgot that, you know, the shadow in the room can only exist because the room is illuminated. So they focus on the shadow in the corner and miss that the whole room was lit up. And that's what we have to remember, to focus on those positive things and to address where we might be catastrophizing, fearful, pessimistic, dark. And so that's why I say, put on your weekly review. I know that doesn't sound incredibly motivating. You mean every week, Brennan, look at the things I might be fearful? I'm like, yeah, that's called self-awareness. Like if I don't know why I'm not taking actions, well then clearly I'm not measuring each week what's preventing me from taking those actions. But as soon as I'm very clear about what's preventing me from taking those actions, then next week I'm much more likely to take better actions. I know that sounds so basic, but let's test. Do you have a weekly review? That every week you review parts of your life and what's important to you. If you don't, please don't tell me you're really a high performer, because it's impossible to be leveling up consistently. Remember, high performance is consistent and sustained success over the long term. And you can't sustain it unless, you know, at least it's growing a little bit as you're growing. So make sure that you have a weekly review, test your fears, test your assumptions, ask what held you back this week, and deal with that. And people are like, well, I don't know how to deal with it. I'm like, you don't have to deal with it completely. Just acknowledge it, see it. Sometimes acknowledging and seeing something over and over and over and over again is the way to decouple from the fear, right? It's that old thing in helping people overcome phobias. You slowly introduce them to more of that phobia. They see it more, they interact with it more, and they realize it's not so scary. Public speaking, so terrified. Well, if I put you on stage 50 times, the 51st time, you're less scared, right? Exposure therapy, they often call it. Well, I just want you to expose yourself to your fears more every single week by asking what held me back. And as you see those, you go, oh, that's what's holding me back. And now week after week after week after week after week, 52 weeks of that, you start seeing that list dwindle because you're familiar with it. And like, oh, not such a big thing. Oh, I was fearful this was bad thing was going to happen. You know, on Wednesday, I was terrified that meeting was going to go bad. And somehow Friday, you still had a job. Congratulations. On your weekly review, you go, what a dumb fear that was. I totally survived. And now that next meeting, next Wednesday, it ain't scary no more. You got it? You need the weekly review.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brendan.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brendan.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career, and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brendan.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in an internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brendan.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com. for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brendan Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.